Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, we celebrate the feast of St. Francis Xavier, and I want to say something about him because it ties so much into Advent and it ties so much into the readings for the day. St. Francis Xavier was commissioned by Ignatius of Loyola as the very first Jesuit missionary. And Francis Xavier gave of himself completely over a period of 10 years. Now, he didn't stop giving of himself, but it was in those 10 years that he had such a hunger to see others know the Lord that nothing, absolutely nothing, stood in his way. What we want to do, brothers and sisters, is pray to have the same zeal, the same hunger and thirst for souls that St. Francis Xavier had. That's what we want. So as St. Francis Xavier, give me in my heart, in my circumstances that are far different than his circumstances. But brothers and sisters, we meet people every day in our businesses and on the streets and in family gatherings and school meetings and all kinds of different things where we interact with people in all facets of society. Many, many, many of those people are on the road to being lost. No matter what they look on the outside, no matter what titles or honors they carry, no matter the influence, no matter the money, no matter the possessions and the big houses, what matters is the eternal life of your soul. That's why Jesus came in the flesh. That's why he came as the babe at Christmas, because he knew that we needed a Savior. And no matter what he gave us through the prophets, etc., many, many thousands of years, he gave us ways to follow him, and we rejected. We didn't want his leadership. We wanted our own kings, etc., etc., etc. Down through history, we've always, so often, turned away and said, I'll do it myself, and I'll do it my way. So take a look at Francis Xavier. Start praying for the same zeal that he had. You'll live it out differently, but the fire in your heart is what is so badly needed in the new evangelization, a heart that wants to give everything to Christ and will stop at nothing to bring others to know the love of God. The Magnificat says in a little short synopsis of his life, it says, he gave of himself completely in his 10-year mission to the East. During the arduous journey to India, he offered his cabin as an infirmary for sailors. The arduous journey, brothers and sisters, you can't imagine the seasickness. You can't imagine the lack of provision. You can't imagine how fragile the vessel would be, no matter how big, after days and weeks and sometimes months on the sea. And yet, in the middle of that, he offered his cabin as an infirmary for the sailors. At Goa, he gathered the little children for catechism by ringing a bell in the streets. Among the native Paravas, he spent long days baptizing and teaching the creed. Later, making his way into Japan. Do you see what he did? He just traveled bringing the word of God. All those arduous journeys. Later, making his way into Japan, he spent a year learning the Japanese language, and then he produced a catechism for the Japanese. And then, while he was on his way to China, the place he most wanted to go, he began to have a fever while he was actually off the coast of China. And he died in an island there in 1552, with the name of Jesus on his lips, at the age of 46. He had such a hunger and thirst for souls, it burned him out. And some years ago, when I made my first trip into China, We flew over the area, and I could see where Francis Xavier had stopped. I could see it from the plane looking down over the ocean. He was so near to China. That was his dream. He died right off the coast of that. Brothers and sisters, what kind of zeal do you have? What kind of hunger and thirst do you have? Your Father in heaven has it. His Son Jesus, your Savior, has it. You could receive it if you ask for it. The same hunger and thirst for souls. What a glorious gift to be given to you in the advent of 2014. The first reading today is from the prophet Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 to 10. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples. This is a foreshadowing, prophetic sense of the coming eternal banquet. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy, rich food and pure, choice wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples, the web that is woven over all nations. He will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth, for the Lord has spoken. On that day it will be said, "Behold our God to whom we looked to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us, for the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain." How hard it is for modern day Christians to look at the birth of the Messiah in the most humble of surroundings, drab, cold, dark, lonely, little provision. The Savior of the world came to the world that way. Why do we think that riches and wealth and power will make us happy? What will make us happy is finding where the Christ child is and go to him, whatever it costs. Bow down before him. Kneel before him. Offer him your dreams and your hopes. He is the only one who can save, the only one who can restore, the only one who can make well the deepest wounds and hurts of our lives. He is the only one. But to receive him and to find him, you have to bow down. You have to kneel. You have to be quiet. Quiet in spirit to hear his voice. The world tells us the exact opposite. The more glitz, the more noise, the more a show of power, the more we're in awe. And all of that is empty. But we get seduced every time. Christ comes in the poor and the lowly and the lonely sometimes. He comes to us through other people. He comes to us through circumstances. But look for him. Look for him in the simple and the quiet. Pay attention, brothers and sisters. God will give you eyes to see and ears to hear, but you have to choose his priorities. You have to choose his way of making himself known. And for us to be able to receive him means that you and I have to bow down. You and I have to strip ourselves, whatever we count as important, whatever we value. We have to be willing to take those things and lay them at the feet of Jesus and say, "Lord, none of these things are going to earn me a place in heaven. The only thing that's going to earn me, not even earn me, the only thing that's going to enable me to receive heaven is if I bow down and acknowledge my poverty, my humbleness, my weakness, and choose you to be my Savior." Then instead of feeling degraded and downtrodden, we will feel raised up. The exact opposite of what we expect when we admit our sin and weakness. We expect to be chastised. We expect sometimes to be destroyed. But when we bow down and admit our weakness and our mistakes, then God can reign in our hearts and we will know a love and a peace that no one, and I've said this many times and I mean it, no one will take from you that kind of joy and that kind of peace. The gospel for today on this feast of St. Francis Xavier is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 29 to 37. At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, and he went up on the mountain and sat down there. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed him at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were amazed when they saw the mute speaking and the deformed made whole, the lame walking and the blind able to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. So they knew where the source was. Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for this crowd, for they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry for fear they may collapse on the way." And the disciples said to him, "Where could we ever get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" See, there's the mistake. Where could we ever get enough bread? We know our resources are limited, don't we, brothers and sisters? But many times we're in similar situations. We need to ask God, "How will you supply? What do you want us to do?" Jesus said to his disciples, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied, "and a few fish." And he ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. And then he took the 7 loaves and the fish. He gave thanks, broke the loaves, gave them to the disciples. Notice, he didn't distribute them. He gave them to the disciples to distribute to the crowd. Now, when he told the disciples, he blessed the loaves and the fish, and he said, "Take them to the crowds." Wouldn't that have taken faith on the part of the disciples? There were probably thousands of people out there waiting. And he says, "Take them and distribute them." And they look down at these 5 loaves and a few fish, which Jesus has blessed. They acted on faith. And as they distributed, their baskets were not empty. Brothers and sisters, often God works that way in our lives. That we know it's of God, we know God is asking something of us, and we step out in faith, not having the resources that we think we need. But if we have the blessing of God, God will supply. That's the key. It's not your plans, not your ideas, but what God inspires in you because you wait upon him, because you seek him every day, because you seek to make your life a place where God can dwell and where God can work through you. So this Advent, let's ask God to give us a hunger for souls like Francis Xavier. And then let's ask God to supply whatever it is I need to bring your gospel to many. It may be one by one. It may be in crowds. You don't know. More often than not, it's one by one. But ask him to bless the little you have and multiply it for the sake of God's people. If every Catholic, even if everybody listening to this program, made that decision, and it's important that you make the decision and prayed that prayer, we would see transformation. Will you? Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.